This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along. We're going to be talking with a local Christian author today who has just published The Weight of It All. And we'll talk about the book and what it's about in just a few minutes. But first, we want to introduce its author, Brenda Crick from the Danville area. Brenda, thanks for being with us today on the program. We appreciate it. Tell us first about the book, what it's about, how it's presented.
The book is The Weight of It All, and it was me finally partnering with the Lord with my lifelong physical weight issue, something that I struggled with my entire life, and I never really thought about asking Him to be a part of it, because usually there's a lot of shame, there's a lot of emotions attached to that, and He did it in a way I wasn't prepared for it at the time that He chose to tackle it, which in hindsight, looking at it, makes a whole lot of sense to me that He would take me out of the equation, because sometimes we think it's all about us. And it was a time that I would really have to lean on Him being the bigger part of the equation, that we were going to tackle this. But I wrote the book from a physical weight perspective. However, there are people who don't have a physical weight issue, but they carry weights from traumas in their lives. And the path to healing is still the same. So even though I've written it from this perspective, anyone could benefit by the book, because the path to healing is still the same.
Now, do you tell the story outright, or is this more a self-help oriented book, or, you know, explain how this is presented?
I basically tell the story. It's a very short book. It can be read in a couple of hours. I tell it from beginning to end. When He called me to write it, He gave me the name of it, said I would write it, and He said, just tell Him what I did. And it was really me partnering with Him, and I had to allow Him to heal some areas of my life that I had never really thought about that were connected to the weight issue. I think the weight loss industry today deals basically with the physical, but until the Lord showed me that my emotions and some of my mindsets, my mentality, all of that was interconnected. And unless I dealt with the whole thing, I wouldn't really have permanent victory over it, which I've lost weight over the years. But like everyone else, it comes back, because I only dealt with one facet of it. I didn't do the work necessary on my emotions or some mindsets that I had about myself, how I thought about myself or how I saw myself. And so until I partnered with Him, I didn't realize the depth that the issue, where it was rooted, and the healing that would have to be done. And it was healing that at a depth that only He was going to be able to do. And He did that.
Give us some idea of the time frame. How long ago did you decide that you'd reached a point where you said, hey, I want to share what I've discovered and what I've accomplished?
This work was done in the midst of 4 years of taking care of our parents, my brother and my sister and I. I didn't realize He was going to do this in the midst of that. And I didn't know that I was going to write a book. At that time, I didn't even know that I was a writer. Had no clue that I was a writer. And that's why allowing Him to do that healing, it unlocked who I was. But He had to do that healing in order for that to come to pass. So taking care of Mom and Dad for that 4 years, He did this in the midst of that, where I already had a full plate. And then to tackle a lifelong issue that I had in the midst of it didn't seem like that was the time to do it, or it would be ideal. But like I said in the beginning, I think he took me out of the equation because I had to learn to lean harder than I've ever leaned in my life on trusting him, that if I cared about this, he cared about this even more. And there were times when I couldn't exercise. There were times when I wasn't in charge of the food that I was eating. Sometimes I was just grabbing something just because I needed to grab something to eat. And yet every week there was a number on that scale that was less. And I knew that it wasn't me. He proved himself that if you care about this, I care about this. And it was one of those, cast your cares on me because I care for you. He showed himself in a way that, at a depth that I didn't know was possible for an issue like this. Because sometimes we tend not to take our things to him, you know, thinking that, oh, this isn't big enough or this is too small. But yet his word says, you know, cast your cares, but we don't. And I learned to cast, but I also know that he called my sister and my brother and I to take care of mom and dad for those 4 years. So I was over here doing what, you know, I believed that we were supposed to be doing. And in the midst of me doing this, he took care of a lifelong issue for me, basically, in the midst of that. And after we lost dad to cancer, mom deteriorated quickly, and we really didn't have time to grieve dad. And then we lost mom. She had diabetes and then dementia. And after we lost her, the Lord allowed me about 5 months to to grieve. And I went to bed one night, September 2016, and the Lord gave me the name of the book, The Weight of It All. And he said, you're going to write it. And at this, like I say, I did not know I was a writer. I have never written anything. And then 2 nights later, he said, there's a second book, and the name of that one is Called to Honor. And the only stipulation will be that you have to ask your brother and your sister permission to write it, because it will be about the 4 years taking care of your mom and your dad. And of course, they wholeheartedly gave me permission to write that one. I actually started writing both books at the same time. So I started the books October 2016, The Weight of It All. I sent it to the publisher March of 2017, and in November of 2017, I held that first book in my hands, which I am now promoting, and I have two upcoming reading book signings in the area. Bible Depot in Sunbury is on Thursday, October the 4th from 1 to 3, and I have a second book signing reading at Barnes & Noble in Lewisburg on Saturday, October the 6th from noon to 1. The second book, Called to Honor, I would say that I'm probably 3/4 of the way done with that one. That one is more, it's kind of two books in one. The first part is our story about taking care of mom and dad, about honoring the commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. And he's really expounding on that and pulling the reader into it. We don't want them to just read and think, oh, well, that's just a great story. He wants to pull them in, bring how they feel about family and the things that they've gone through in life into it. But the second part is his story about honor. And in the world that we live in today, there's been a loss of a lot of honor and respect on many levels. And so the second part, I've had to walk through and take a lot of tests and lessons that most of them I don't want to take the second time, so I try to pass them the first time as he's having me really be honest about honor in our lives is really in a lot of the decisions that we make on a daily basis, whether we think about it or not. it has become real clear to me. So I would say, but he really knows more than I do. I think that I'm probably about 3/4 of the way done with the second book. But like I say, he knows better than I do, because I would say our story is pretty much almost finished, but it's his story, his part of the book, that needs to be finished.
How can we get a hold of the book?
Christian Faith Publishing, they did the publishing for me, and you can go to their website, but it is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It is just about anywhere that you can get a book. The brick and mortar stores also have availability to it. You might have to ask them to get it in for you, because I'm not known yet. I'm hoping to get there, but you can ask them for it. It's available.
But again, they could also come to one of the signings.
They can come to one of the signings. Barnes & Noble will have it ordered in. I'm sure Bible Depot will also have it. But like I say, the brick and mortar stores, any place that has books in it, does have availability from Christian Faith Publishing to get the book in. But you can also order it. It is an e-format. I'm working with Books A Million. Their stores, they do have it on their website, and I'm working with them to try to do some reading and signings, and we're trying to get some dates together for that.
If you tuned in late, we want to let you know you've been listening to Brenda Crick, author of The Weight of It All, a Danville area author who is published through Christian Faith Publishing. Again, the book is available in your local Christian bookstore if you just ask about it. You can also find it at many locations online. Brenda, thanks for being with us on the program, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.